a privilege that is that of every believer. We are reminded of that hymn, "He walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own." Oh, what a pretty picture. What a beautiful picture. Walking with the Lord, and he talks with me, and I am privileged to speak with him. Tonight, our subject is walking before the Lord. Turn with me, please, to the book of Genesis, chapter 17. Walking before the Lord. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me." Walk conscious of the fact that you are in my presence. Chapter 24. Walk before me. Chapter 24. Verse 34. Abraham's servant is speaking. He said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master," that is Abraham, "greatly. He has become great. He hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him he hath given all that he hath. My master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. Thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife for my son. I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk." Chapter 17, verse 1, check the time interval between chapter 24 and the verse that we just read, and you will find it is at least 20 years. Abraham has been walking before the Lord, conscious of the presence of the Lord for at least 20 years. How long have we been walking before the Lord? Conscious of the fact that he is that we are in his presence. 1 Kings chapter 8.22. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and he said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee, in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with all thy servants that walk before thee." Do you want the blessing of the Lord? Walk before him, conscious that you are in his presence. 1 Kings chapter 17. First Kings chapter 17, verse 1. and Elisha the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab. Now please note, Elijah is talking to Ahab. As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. But he was in front of Ahab. But he was conscious that he was in the presence of the Lord. Before whom I stand. Chapter 18, please. Verse 15. And Elijah said, as the Lord God of hosts liveth, before whom I stand. He was conscious that he was in the presence of the Lord. And the Lord would have us to walk before him, conscious of the fact that we are in the divine presence. 2 Kings chapter 3. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand. He was conscious that he was in the presence of the Lord. Chapter 6, please. Let's start at verse 8. Remember, Elisha is standing before the Lord, conscious of the fact that he is in the divine presence. Verse 8 of chapter 6, 2 Kings. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God, Elisha, sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? One of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet, the man who walked before God. Tell the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send forth and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and surrounded the city. They surrounded the city of Dothan with horses and chariots. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host surrounded the city with horses and chariots. His servant said unto him, unto Elijah, alas, my master, what shall we do? Elijah answered, verse 16, don't be afraid. They that be with us are more than they that be with him. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. That he may see what I see walking before thee. The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. Isn't that wonderful? The king sent horses and chariots around the city. But this man who was walking before God, God sent horses and chariots around him. I think that's beautiful. And when we walk with the consciousness that we are in the presence of the Lord, it is amazing the protection that he gives us. Oh, another nice one. In fact, they're all nice. I enjoy them all. Nehemiah chapter 2. This one is, well, they're all thrilling, but I don't know what the scriptures do to you, but this surely moved me. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? The king of Persia. Now, in those days, as in these days, when the king asked you a question, you didn't fumble and stumble and mumble. You answered immediately or sooner. Now, let's read. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I pray to the God of heavens. Do you get the picture? He's in front of the king. The king says, what do you want? And he prayed to the God of heaven. He was conscious of the fact that he was in the divine presence. And if you read further, we won't read any further, you find that Nehemiah got everything that he wanted. But he did not regard the king's presence. He was in the presence of the Lord. Conscious of the fact that he was in the presence of the Lord. Now, I want to read something for you. I got a hold of this years ago. And I read it not because I think you need it. What I'm about to read, I don't think is true of any family in this assembly. But I read it so that we may be encouraged to walk before the Lord. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you run to meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they had been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered that last hasty words? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your closest friends? Or would you hope that they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last had gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. Walking before the Lord, conscious of the fact that he is there. And I tell you, beloved, there are times when you find yourself in difficult spots. It's good to know that you're in the presence of the Lord. I remember many years ago, you've all taken oral exams, haven't you? And they can be tough. There were 100 applicants and 24 positions. And we had to take an oral exam. And when I went in to take the exam, one of the examiners looked at me as if he was looking through me. Oh, I was frightened. And he fired a question at me, and I said, "Lord, help me." Do you know the question that he fired at me was the question I had been studying 3 weeks ago? And I answered 1, 2, 3. Then he looked at me. And the chief examiner said to him, "Any more questions?" He said, "No, he's all right." I was in the fear of the Lord, not the examiner. Read with me in Deuteronomy chapter 25. Walking before the Lord. Walking in the presence of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 15 and 16. Thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord giveth thee. For all that doeth such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord thy God. Proverbs. Chapter 23, I believe it is. Book of Proverbs. I'm sorry, chapter 11. Even in our business world, in our business dealings, God would have us to be aware of the fact that we are in his presence. Proverbs 11 and verse 1. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Honesty. And do you know, in the greatest institutions of learning in the United States, one of the big problems is cheating. Even in the place where they train the army, West Point. That's why they're having so much trouble with the soldiers and the leadership of the soldiers. One of the things that they lack is honesty. Let me read for you another story. Joe the butcher was just about to close his store on Saturday night when his best customer, Mrs. Brown, came in requesting a nice roasting chicken. Joe had only one chicken left. He put it on the scale and said, "There, 2 pounds, 4 ounces, that'll be $1.35. Now, I don't know if your sisters would have to tell me if 2 pounds of chicken was worth $1.35. "That's rather small," said Mrs. Brown. "Do you have a larger one?" Returning to the cooler with the same chicken, he came out again with the same chicken, put it on the scale and said, "Just 3 pounds, that will be $1.80. After some thoughts, Mrs. Brown said, "Joe, I think I'll take both." Joe wasn't walking before the Lord. But then there is the story of a little fellow, and he worked at a certain shop. The boss left the shop and said, "You're in charge." A customer came in and said, "I see the boss isn't here. Give me a little extra and I'll take care of you." And this fellow said, "My boss is always here." Walking before the Lord. Now, beloved, I'm finished. Many times I keep you late. This time I'm finished early. Shall we sing in closing, please? Hymn number 589. Now, please listen closely. 589 to the tune of 590. I think we'll get that pretty well. The words of 589 to the tune of 590. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. The way Daniel stood up for Jesus. The way those three Hebrew boys stood up for Jesus. Let us realize that we are walking before him. We are in his presence and conduct ourselves accordingly. And the lion, and Goliath, and David, Goliath spoke very unkindly to David. And David said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord." He was conscious that he was in the presence of the Lord. Little boy came home from Sunday school, and his father asked, "What was the lesson about?" "Oh, it was about David and the giant. And you know, Daddy, that wasn't a fair fight." Father, "What do you mean?" "David was bound to win. He was on God's side." Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we bow in thy presence and give thee thanks again for salvation, for our Lord Jesus Christ, for thy precious word. We thank thee for that which we have been looking at tonight, and may it be ours to walk before the Lord. Walk consciously in thy presence and conduct ourselves as before thee. Again, we bring to thee those that are ill. We ask thy blessing. We bring to thee those of our loved ones that are unsaved. Oh, how we pray for their soul salvation. We bring to thee this wicked world. We pray for the salvation of men and women. Dismiss us now with thy blessing resting upon us as we give thee thanks. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.